Shinchesed Vov. Kol HaKelim Shenishberu Afilu B'Shabbos. Anything that broke, even on Shabbos. Lutel Etatel Shevreya. Permitted to move around the broken pieces. V'bat Shiyu Re'uyim. Hashem Elochim. So here we pass him that a kli that broke and it has some type of use, then it's not mukse, even though it does not have its initial use anymore. Going shivre erev lechasper achovus. In those days, if you have a bowl that broke, they would use the broken pieces to cover up the jaw. Shivre sfuch lechasper piyapach, a broken piece of glass was used to cover certain things. The glass breaks under normal circumstances, has no use anymore. Then those pieces would be mukse. We'll see that there's a certain attainment of moving dangerous items that are mukzah because there's need to prevent damage. Said the Ram, just what I said now, if this glass is broken in place where it could cause damage, a cup of glass broken on the table, a place where people walk, then it's mukzah to the top of the shvon, there's a special heter. And Mokim is a shash of Hezek, then they permitted one to metaltel something as Muksa. Now, which you said that if you have this broken glass, you let him move it away. Mishra said that some of the glass, which is more dangerous, broken pottery, is not such a Hezek, and therefore one is not allowed to be metaltel it. Though, said the Mishra Brua, that one can move it with his body, could kick it. That's the opinion of Mishra Brua, that as long as you're not using your hands, and you're not doing it in the standard way of doing it, then it's mutter to move around muksa with other body parts.